This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit amazon.com/prime to learn more.
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Into the corner where Siakam hits a three and then turns to the New York bench.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not sure yet.
For some reason, if Rodgers decides to not play football or the Steelers decide to hedge a bet, there's really only one option remaining.
You like that?
Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst. Still to come, actor and producer Elizabeth Banks, actor and comedian Jeff Garlin, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh yeah, everybody. Fun stuff coming up this hour. Elizabeth Banks is here in studio. Her new show, along with Jessica Biel and Corey Stoll, was here earlier this month on May 2nd. The Better Sister premieres tomorrow. Exclusively on Prime Video, all 8 episodes. We got a clip. We've got Liz Banks here. We've got a great celebrity true or false all set up. And then when she departs, Jeff Garlin's going to come by here. Elizabeth had a great run on Curb as herself in one episode as well. So we'll talk some Curb. We'll talk some Bears. Maybe we'll get Jeff Garlin playing the Bears win-loss game. So we'll talk Chicago Bears and Cocaine Bear over the next two hours. Speaking of Cocaine Bear, O'Shea Jackson Jr., who was disfigured in that film. Yes, spoiler alert. So is everybody.
Yeah. Also true.
And TJ Jefferson's latest episode of No Contest Wrestling is available for you to listen to wherever you get your podcasts or check it out on our YouTube channel, yes, Rich Eisen Show. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for that. We have reached the portion of the waiting for Aaron Rodgers. We've reached the portion where others have to answer questions about
it. Where is A-Aaron right now?
Well, last we saw him, he was taking questions at a Mike Studd concert. In
big,
Austin,
big
Texas.
Mike Studd.
and also he was on the Joe Rogan pod dropping hints that he's going to play for the Steelers, but the Steelers are holding mini camp. They're holding OTAs right now. And he's not there. So we've now reached the portion of the waiting for Aaron Rodgers part of the calendar in which others must answer questions about his imminent arrival or his presence not being present. And that's going to piss off some people. Not Mason Rudolph, though.
Nope.
Mason's taken the high road. And he's looking all Uncle Rico, showing up. Showing off his arm, right? Like Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Throwing over the mountains.
Pre White Lotus. And same actor, by the way. Yeah. And
by the way, also played Sean and Martin, if you remember.
Oh, he was okay.
Martin.
Interesting
radio.
Filmography conversation.
He worked at the radio station.
No relation to Mason Rudolph. He just looks like him now. Mason Rudolph, who's been through it. Man, has he been through it. I remember backing up. Ben Loftus, he's been in media scrums before, right? Mm-hmm. Miles Garrett related, and also taking over for Mitchell Trubisky related, and playing starting a playoff game for the Steelers related. So he's been through it. Now it's you're back with the Steelers, and what do you think about Aaron Rodgers coming to take your job? And many Steelers fans on pins and needles to know, is he coming? Because maybe some people don't trust you, Mason, to do the job. I mean, these are all, it's just not great for Mason Rudolph to be in this position. But he handled it very well. This is what he had to say about him.
That's nothing new to me. There's been constant noise. That is the nature of the NFL. So I am been used to that for a long time now. I'm do nothing but, be the best I can be and help our team get better this spring.
Have you been in touch with Aaron at all?
I have not. No.
I have not.
I called him yesterday.
Hey, man.
Hey, so when are you coming?
No. It's like, no, he's asking about any retreats, you know? Yeah. You want to go see some pyramids?
Is it dark where you're at? How's Austin?
It's just, you know, and everyone's going to be asked about it. Everyone's going to be asked about it. And that includes those who may not take the high road because they're out of F's to give, which is where the good folks in Pittsburgh, PA, or on 103.7 The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Found Terry Bradshaw. A man.
Man.
With zero F's left in the tank.
None.
And has had things to say about Aaron Rodgers in the past. So, you know where this comment is coming from. Terry was asked about the Steelers. Listen, it's a very un-Steelers-like thing. We've mentioned it over and over again, where they're just waiting for one guy to say, I will play for you. Remember Cameron Hayward on his pod basically said, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then we had him on our show, and we're like, you sound pissed off. He's like, I am not pissed off. I'm like, no, you sound pissed off about it. I am not. He swore he wasn't. He's just basically saying, hey, we're, you know.
We don't have to recruit.
Yeah, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
You'd be lucky to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Steelers are basically like saving the spot. Like, you know, Mason Rudolph showing up in grade school asking, is this seat taken? Like, yeah, by who? Somebody who's not here. And you're like, wait a minute. I can't sit in this seat. No, I'm saving it for my BFF. Where's your BFF? Not here.
They're coming.
Like, this doesn't sound like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's why some people might be pissed off waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And that includes Terry Bradshaw.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
and chew on bark and... and whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
All right. So you speak Bradshaw, right?
Yeah.
Mike, I imagine.
100%.
If he says it starts snowing, does that mean that it's a chilly reception? Is that what that means?
Yes.
Chew on bark.
Thank you.
Go somewhere and chew on bark.
That's our new drop. Okay, guys, I think if you disagree with anybody here, just turn to Del Tufo and ask him to hit the new drop.
Thank you.
Go somewhere and chew on bark.
That's it. Like when I keep bringing up Soto, you know what I mean?
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Go somewhere and chew on bark.
There you go.
I may eat some bark today.
That's the whole point. Let me just defend Aaron Rodgers for a quick second.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this.
Whoa.
You know, and I would say this to Terry. He spends a lot of time in California. Do you know anybody who does, in fact, chew on bark?
I have not. I've been here almost 16 years. I have not met a single person who eats bark.
I don't. Have you met anybody who chews on bark, eats bark?
Squirrels says, like it.
Well, I mean, you're the only lunatic I know that hand feeds a squirrel. You know, you're the only guy I've ever worked with wondering if you're up to your rabies shots. Have you met anybody who chews on bark here in California?
Not in California.
So around the world, you've met a bark chewer.
No,
but just not here in California.
There is bark that you can chew on.
Chew on bark.
That's
is
where it comes from.
You know, we at the Rich Eisen Show, we have found the reason why Terry is using this phrase. I think he's promoting his new one-man show in Branson, Missouri. Live in Branson, Terry Bradshaw's Go Chew Bark. There it is. Get your tickets now. A Smitch special. Oh, straight from Smitch's computer.
Thank you.
Go somewhere and chew on bark.
Go chew bark in Branson, Missouri. I think it's a one-night only thing.
One night only.
I think you've got to get your tickets now.
Yeah. Selling fast.
Here it is dark.
Go chew some bark and whisper with the gods, says Terry Bradshaw. I mean. Now, you know how we handle these things on this program.
Fist fight.
No.
Throw trash at them.
No, we don't chew bark either, even though apparently that's what we do here in California.
And with a kendo stick?
No, we always sit here and wonder, how will this manifest itself in the playing season? How will it manifest itself? What does this mean for when the Pittsburgh Steelers put toe to football to kick their season off? In, of all places, MetLife Stadium against the Jets, meaning the NFL believes the Steelers are going to have Aaron Rodgers as their starting quarterback. Otherwise, there are many other choices for the league to place in front of all of us to put the Pittsburgh Steelers in to start the season. Many spots at home. As you know, the NFC North is on their schedule. As you know, they also play the rest of the AFC East. That includes Buffalo. There's all of the Steelers' dynamite games in division. They chose
the Jets.
Yeah.
The NFL believes Aaron Rodgers is going to, once he's done bark chewing and God whispering, show up to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, not an accident.
And until he does, he will hear from old school Steelers and old school Steeler fans alike saying, we don't want you. We don't need you. If you're not here sweating with us in late May. And that's the thing, potentially, that he may have to be dealing with come training camp. If he shows up, and are some of these veterans not going to be welcoming him with open arms? I would proffer to say they will when he shows, that at some point he will show, and they will look at him and say, welcome the Steelers. And see how he handles things from that point forward. That's it. And will the fact that he's not throwing and Mason Rudolph is throwing in these voluntary workouts going to be the difference in week one, say in New Jersey, of him connecting with DK Metcalf or, say, Roman Wilson, if he is in fact healthy enough to go? You see where I'm going with this. At some point, he's going to show up. I'm telling you guys. He's dropping too many breadcrumbs. I do not know why he's not there yet. I don't know. The only thing that I know right now, two things. The NFL and the Steelers believe he's showing. And his latest breadcrumbs certainly prove that point. And two, we have a new great drop.
Thank you.
Somewhere and chew on bark.
That's it.
Those aren't breadcrumbs. Those are bark shavings.
Bark shavings.
That's it. Honestly. And we're going to talk about it because at some point someone else is going to pop off, or, you know, we'll hear from Tomlin and he'll be like, I'm only talking about the guys that are here. Mason Rudolph's doing great. You know, Mason handled it. It's next point he's going to be speaking. What will Cameron Hayward say when there is a microphone in front of his face?
I mean, it's July 26th. That's the date.
It's training camp.
Yeah.
It'll happen before that. Or it'll be a great moment at the American Century Championship when Rodgers is out there in his golf clothes playing golf, and it'll be like, oh, what are you doing? Maybe he'll just drop it to some local reporter who he likes. I don't know. But it's going to happen. Until then, though, man, chew on bark. And tickets available, apparently, for his one-man show.
Let's go.
In Branson, Missouri.
One night only.
One night only. Terry Bradshaw's Go Chew Bark. And I guess there's Rodgers. Maybe that's where he'll show up. Maybe he'll make that announcement sitting in, crisscross applesauce. All right. Let's take a break. Let's have some fun. Elizabeth Banks is here.
Ooh.
Let's talk about The Better Sister, available on Prime Video starting tomorrow right here on Roku, and a great celebrity true or false coming up.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
The Better Sister, that it premieres tomorrow exclusively on Prime Video with all 8 episodes, which means you could see it right here on Roku.
It's very bingeable.
That's what Corey Stoll was on the program earlier this month, Elizabeth Banks, called it bingeable. Yeah. And also, you know, let us in on how something happens to his character.
Yes.
And everybody is suspect.
That's right.
I imagine we just saw on that clip.
I'm on the stand.
People are suspect. That's what we're seeing right
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's a suspect. I love a great whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dead body in minute 5.
Yes.
And at the end of the 8 episodes, you know whodunit. You know? I mean, what's better?
It's start to finish.
It's great.
It's a big mystery.
It's a big ride.
Okay.
And it's sexy, fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And, course,
and I'm a drunk.
And you're
so that's fun.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
I've got Archer Roos Wines right here in front of me. How's that for a segue? Hey.
I love that segue. Look at that.
A luxury canned wine company.
That's
you
right.
are co-owner and chief creative officer.
Yes.
Here they are right here in front
here
of us.
Here I am. I'm being creative about my job right now. And helping everybody know about this. Yeah.
Should I pop one open right now?
Can we? I would.
Listen.
Are they chilled?
We make the room, make the rules. Are they chilled? They feel a bit chilled. I think they're chill-ish.
They're chilled-ish.
I don't care. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's
rosé,
wonderful.
Bubbly.
The rosé and the Savvy Blanc, as I like to say, the Savvy B. I love a Savvy B.
The good old Savvy B.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna do the rosé.
I love. Yes.
Okay,
I recommend.
There it is.
It's delicious.
Now, I heard it, and mm-hmm. I've tasted it before, but I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's so a good
Rich, you know, you've been to, you have kids. You go yes. to, you go to their weekend games, right? Yes. You sit on sidelines.
Yes.
So when this was first presented to me,
mm-hmm.
I sent it to a bunch of friends, including my sister. And one of the first text messages I got back was, I'm on the sideline of the 8-year-olds soccer game, which, as you know, is just a group of kids running after a ball in a group.
Yeah, there's no spacing.
There's nothing happening.
There's yeah. very little spacing.
There's no strategy happening.
Right, yeah.
And she said, I brought the canned wine in the cooler for the moms on the sideline, and this is our favorite game we've ever been to. And I thought, we can sell this wine.
It can be sold to the parents needing a little kick, little edge to their...
It was like, what's in the cooler for the moms on right. the sideline of the games? And it really rang true to me.
You know, I was always wondering what would pair well with an AYSO.
And
there's a Savvy B.
This is Savvy B.
The Archer Roos Savvy B.
Get into okay, it. It's okay. delicious. Mm.
This is good.
Sustainable. We got, you know, no added sugar. I could speak about this all day, but we're here to talk about many things.
We are you talk about absolutely many things. You're also Press Your Luck is coming back.
Yeah.
This July 10th. Coming July 10th on ABC.
Summer fun and games.
No whammies on this program
what a
also.
Favorite. What a favorite.
God, I loved that show.
It's so fun. You know, I loved it as a kid, too.
Me, too.
That's how I got back yeah. involved.
The great Peter Tamarkin. I'm nuts about this sort of stuff. I'm sorry. I'm filled with useless knowledge.
I love Peter Tamarkin. And actually, when I did I got a message from his daughter.
Because he's passed.
After we started. Right. Yes, mm-hmm. he passed away.
Right.
Saying he would really like the...
Oh, cool.
And I was so touched.
That's
it was
right.
very touching.
Fantastic.
Yeah, to hear from
There's
her.
So many things to talk with you about. One of the first things I want to bring up, again, the Better Sister premieres tomorrow exclusively on Prime Video. All 8 episodes you can see right here through the Roku portal, through Prime Video, as I mentioned. We had 4 Green Bay Packers here years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think you know where I'm going with this. And who these individuals are. For Pitch Perfect 2,
yes.
your directorial debut, and I might add a record setter as well in the amount of cash that was brought in by Pitch Perfect 2, most ever by a director in his or her first run at it.
Yeah.
How did Clay Matthews and the rest of those guys wind up in Pitch Perfect 2?
You know,
we
heard a rumor. Mm-hmm. So the movies are like they're sports movies, right? It's Bad mm-hmm. News Bears, but instead of playing baseball, they're singing a cappella. But it really is just that formula, mm-hmm. right? Like uh-huh. get a gang together, make them work out, you know, train mm-hmm. and right. Like it's Rocky, it's whatever there. Mm-hmm. It's a great sports formula. And we just did it with the musical stuff.
Right.
And we heard a rumor that the Green Bay Packers offensive line mostly yes. were doing their workouts to our soundtrack. Like they tweeted it or something.
The original Pitch Perfect, obviously.
The first one.
Yes.
So when we were putting together the second movie, and I was looking to make this crazy riff off
yes.
in David Cross's basement happen, right? And we were looking for groups that would be like maybe come and be a cappella groups.
Yes.
We thought, what if?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be insane if these guys came and did a little bit as if they were a cappella singers? And reached out and these guys made it happen. Now, Max Handelman, but the husband and partner.
There they are.
He made it happen.
When they were on all those years ago.
Look at them. Look at David.
Now, David being Bakhtiari,
yeah.
He made it seem like he thought you were the one literally sliding into his DMs to get this
okay.
thing rolling.
So Liz. My husband followed him, saw this, and DM'd him from my account.
Perfect.
And said,
Pitch Perfect,
hey.
You might say. Yeah.
And Bakhtiari really put it all together. He really did. He was excited to come and
yeah.
and be a part of it, and then got those guys all to come. And they weren't there for like a minute. They were there for a couple days. Our crew was so excited that they were there.
I'm sure.
And then the nights out with the belt, I did not participate in them because I am a professional director, and I did not want. to get it on with all these guys till, I mean, they went hard. We were in Louisiana They went hard. You can drink it all hours. They have drive-thrus there for margaritas. Okay, it was bananas what was happening while they were there that week shooting. And then coming in and learning choreography and taping their solos and like doing all the music. It's really them doing it all.
And it really is their voices,
it's
right?
All
like
them.
It's them.
It's them.
Man, the Green Bay Packers and Pitch Perfect too was
so
one
fun.
Of those moments when I'm just watching and I'm like, wait a minute. That's really
we
them.
We wanted to level it up and we also felt like we also heard again, mm-hmm. there were a lot of men loved the movie. Again, they see the sports analogy in it.
Yeah, right.
And they, you know, so we knew we could kind of expand that audience a little bit and that the Green Bay Packers were going to kind of help us do that. And then we had an ad in the Super Bowl that year.
Unbelievable.
Also, that also featured them a little bit, which was fun.
Which was that the Super Bowl you went to, the Patriots and the Eagles?
It sure was.
Okay. Now you're from Massachusetts,
right? No, it was Seahawks, wasn't it? It was the
Seahawks and the Patriots.
Yes.
Well, now that's a different one than the Eagles and the Patriots.
Yes, it was. That last, you should have given it to Marshawn.
That's right. You should have given it to Marshawn Lynch. That would have been a different story.
Should have given it to Marshawn.
As you know, Christopher. All right. Is it true you and John Michael Higgins,
yeah.
You shot your scenes with him in a day. Is that true?
Which movie? Yes.
Two.
It's happened.
Probably
we did it all.
The original.
The original we did maybe in 2 days, but I mean, yes. The original we did a couple because we were in different locations.
Okay.
And what I realized was once we were in a booth and you could just put a backdrop behind us, mm-hmm. we could just change the backdrop, mm-hmm. right? So like once we're in a booth and we're not kind of out in the world, but no pitch too, because we went to Worlds out in a field with all that crazy production design behind us.
Right.
I did make him come to Louisiana, 110 degrees.
Right.
And we sat out there and we did a international booth.
Right.
Situation on the field in Louisiana.
Starring in part the future Mrs. Josh Allen, who knew?
That's right.
How about that? So maybe if there's another sequel, we can get the Buffalo Bills involved. Now we're talking.
You're giving me all kinds of ideas.
Just trying to workshop it.
You're giving me all kinds of ideas.
All right, Elizabeth Banks, we have a game called Celebrity True or False that we play on this show.
Yikes.
And boy, do you have a ton of stuff to talk about from your vast, awesome filmography and TV shows.
I can't wait to see what you've dug up.
All right, here we go. Celebrity True or False with Elizabeth Banks. Hit it, please.
Celebrity True or False.
The truth.
That's our production value.
You I guys, you know,
can appreciate that.
They have AI now. They could probably jimmy that up for you guys.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
We're
kind of old school.
It's old school.
It's old school.
Okay.
All right. First up, true or false, Elizabeth Banks, the reason you turned to acting was that you broke your leg playing softball and finally had time to be in a school play. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Really?
That is 100% true. And actually, I just was home for the weekend visiting my parents.
Yes.
And the street, my dad was like, make a right down this street. I go, Dad, you know, I never drive down this street because this is the street the field is on where I broke my leg. This traumatic experience. And he goes, oh, come on. And we drove past the field. Literally last weekend,
yes.
I drove past that field where I slid into third base, snapped my leg, spiral fracture, both my tibia and fibula.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was bad. I had a surgery, like the whole nine yards. And I ended up, I sang in like the choir a little.
Yeah.
And the music teacher said, you know, I'm going to do Jesus Christ Superstar. And you could wear, she didn't want me to be Mary Magdalene, by the way. She said, you could wear a long robe over your walking cast, which I was going to have in the following spring.
Yes.
Because that's how long it was, like summer all the way to spring. In a full cast. And then I finally was getting in the walking cast and she said, you can wear a robe over it and play Pontius Pilate. And that was it. I got bit by the bug then. I was a latchkey kid, so my mom and dad were like, you got to do something after school.
Yeah.
You can't just hang about.
Sure.
And so that was what I ended up doing because I couldn't play sports anymore.
But even to this day, I mean...
And even...
But to this day, though, I mean, if it wasn't for that moment, who knows, right? I mean, like, so maybe we should start driving down that street, Liz. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't want to think... I can literally still hear the sound of my...
Oh, my
of
God.
It breaking, like, wow. The twigs, branches... Mm-hmm. Like I have the trauma is like internal. Like I can sense it still. So I don't wish it on anybody. And yet it did change my life for the better.
For
yeah.
the better. Okay, yeah. So that's true.
Yeah.
Next up, true or false, the owners of Camp Towanda, where Wet Hot American Summer was filmed, were told that this was going to be a family comedy and were mortified when they saw the final cut of the movie.
I don't know the answer to this.
Okay.
Okay. What I can tell you is We desecrated that place. I mean, Camp, poor Camp Tawanda. It was like we had to shoot. First of all, yeah, there's me and Rudd. We had to shoot pre-camp, which is on the East Coast. April showers bring May flowers. It rained all the way through the shoot. We were shooting. They were like, "We're gonna open the camp in the summer. We're not closing down the camp for you."
Right.
So we had to shoot pre-summer camp. So it was freezing and it was raining almost the entire time we were there. So we lived in the mud and we tracked mud everywhere. Janine Garofalo had brought her dogs to set. They were muddy. They would come into a room, shake out mud everywhere. I mean, I felt so badly. And then they saw the movie that we made. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how they actually felt about it.
Look out. Because, I mean, but when you look at the cast, though, now,
We made summer camp seem cool. I'm sure summer camp, you know, your kids go, my kids go. Yeah. I feel like summer camp didn't suffer from Wet Hot American Summer.
No, not at all. But, yeah. I mean, just when you look back again at the cast and what you guys have become.
It's crazy.
Like, at the time, you know, like, it was a camp in its own right. You know what I mean? For you guys to actually...
We were adults at camp.
But you desecrated the place, is what you're saying. Okay.
It didn't... It was bad.
Good to know. Next up, true or false, you got the gig in 40-year-old version because you crushed improv with Steve Carell during your audition.
I think that's correct. So I think that's true. So I had done Seabiscuit and this Merchant Ivory movie. I was very... serious. I went to drama school and I got into the industry and I was like, yeah, but I'm also funny. And I feel like you get put in a box really easily and you kind of like, you know, you're going to do the things like someone was like, you're a lot like Jennifer Connelly. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, she's incredible, but I feel like I'm a goof, you know?
Yes.
And so I was the last person to audition for that role in 40-year-old Virgin. And they were very far into the process and they weren't finding this character, Beth. And so I came in and I ended up improvising with Steve and I basically did a lap dance like with him. He's the nicest man in the world and he's so uncomfortable. But my character's whole thing is she makes him completely sexually uncomfortable the entire film.
Right.
And she's totally open about it and she's like up for anything and super wild. So I was just like, I'm just going to do that while we're there. And the film is a lot of improv anyway. So that scene that you just showed was the do-it-yourself line. We were shooting in a real bookstore and there was a DIY section of the bookstore. And I literally saw the sign across the way and came up. That's where that line came from.
So that was not in the film.
That was not. No. That's mostly improv, that section of that.
That scene.
That interaction
scene.
Between us, yes. Do you like to do it yourself? Was literally me seeing a sign across the room.
Well, I guess it's glad that it wasn't like some sort of science book or whatever that's on the wall. No. Like,
but
you actually
have that. They're all geniuses at improv. Although John Michael Higgins, I give it up to him. He's my all-time, he's the all-time greatest.
Again, those scenes with you and he in Pitch Perfect films, hilarious.
He's
laugh out loud.
Incredible improv artist.
I know all that stuff, you know. From
he did all the Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah. My God,
he's incredible.
He is great, and also a game show host in his own right.
Yes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is. Next up, true or false? Elizabeth Banks. Mm. There was a swear jar on the set of The Hunger Games, and the one who contributed the most money was Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't recall the swear jar. I feel like there was something, but I will confirm. True. Sailor. She's a sailor, has the vocabulary of a sailor.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the best way.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why everybody loves her, right? She just,
So then if there was a swear jar, she would have contributed the most money.
She would have absolutely owed it the most.
In what?
Yes.
In what? Just like blowing a line and saying something or any?
Or everyday conversation or whatever. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. She loves us. Yeah. She likes a swear word.
Okay.
She did. I mean, you know, she's a mother now. I don't know.
Right. Well,
what she's.
Have you shown your boys Hunger Games yet or not yet?
I just confirmed that they watched it when I was not around.
Oh.
So
how did it hit him? You know, being hunted?
Like, I get no love for any of it, Rich. I don't get like props for any of it. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, okay. We saw that. Like, that's about what I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right,
we somebody's got to keep you humble in this business.
I understand
Rich.
That.
Well, might as well be a 13-year-old.
Well, I wasn't asking them about them giving you tips on
did they
acting
like,
better.
They like the movies.
No, but about children being hunted for game is what I'm saying. How did that hit a child?
Have you met the world we're living in right now?
I haven't.
This is child's play at this point.
Child's play, everybody. All right, a couple more left for you, Elizabeth okay. Banks. True or false, while making Oliver Stone's W in Louisiana,
yes.
Val Kilmer and 50 Cent rolled up to the set one day in a convertible Bentley
yeah.
to tell you they rented out a local theater, and that's where you watch The Doors with the cast and crew.
That is true. Isn't
what
that crazy?
What the hell? What do you, like, all right, what's the meat on these bones?
That was true.
I have some of your
honestly
rose.
Don't look there they are yeah I honestly don't know I don't know how their friendship came together. I believe that 50 gifted Val that car. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't know all I don't remember. I literally was like texting with Josh Brolin, like I remember this right like these guys came down here. It was crazy. Brolin's knew Val, much better than I did. Uh-huh. But they came down and we got to watch The Doors, and he and Oliver Stone, they had made The Doors together. Then sort of like they sat in the back, they were giggling, delighting in watching it with us. I have a feeling they weren't sober and it was freaking, it was just like one of those like super surreal, like yeah. pinch me, how did I get here moments.
Right.
And we had the cast and crew with us and we were watching the movie, and then they kind of talked to us about making the movie, and they had fought while making the movie, but that they, it just sounded so, it was just a little piece of history that was great
sure.
to be a part of.
Right.
And I so enjoyed meeting him, and their presence was like a little bit of magic.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, to be able to just like, oh, that's Fitty, and that's a Bentley convertible, and that's Val Kilmer. Oh, and we're going to go see a movie together.
Yeah, we're
that's
all going to.
Kind of nuts.
It was nuts.
That is pretty. Certainly if there was alcohol involved.
There's always, it's every once in a while. I remember David Blaine came to the set of Hunger Games and just started doing magic for everybody. Somebody invited, I think Woody invited him, mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson. And next thing I knew, we used to play Settlers of Catan in Woody's bus. And we would have to take, everyone accused everyone else of cheating.
Okay.
So there would be, if we had to go to set while playing, we would take photos of the board and everybody's stuff so nobody could build a road longer or add pieces or anything. And David came and played with us. And I feel like, I don't want to say he was, I can't accuse anyone of anything, but magically I feel like he won everything. And I just say to say, like, every once in a while there's a set visit that just feels so magical, and somebody kind of comes in from the outside that just blesses the set with, I don't know, like some great, mojo.
Well, David Blaine sounds like exactly
it
that
was,
type of guy.
Nobody got any work done.
All right, last one for you. True.
Same the day Val was there.
True or false, Elizabeth Banks, you keep the cocaine bear's head at home in your office. True or false?
That is true.
Okay.
That is true,
well,
and I'm actually
this out here for this part of the conversation.
We gifted you. Yeah.
Hat. Yes.
We love this
cocaine
hat.
Cocaine bear.
The cocaine bear hat. That is true. So we had a bear head made that is an exact replica of a black bear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a black bear. And it was for, we on set, you need it to look at lighting and as a reference. And so the crew, there, that is it. That is the bear.
Oh,
and that is
God.
In my home. and yeah, it's in my office. And actually, I need to put it like under some Lucite casing or mm-hmm. something. It's a she, by the way. The cocaine bear
know.
Is female.
In real life? Or?
In real life, the cocaine bear, as you may recall, has two cubs
mm-hmm.
and defends her cubs in the third act of the movie mm-hmm. against the incredible Ray Liotta.
Well, the mother
that's right, the
child story kind of gets lost amongst the haze of all the cocaine that
it
is
does,
consumed.
But I, and it's one of the reasons I made the film, was to really.
The mother story?
Yeah. I felt strongly. I wanted to correct the record. The cocaine bear was female.
Was there anything you shot as the director of this film
yeah.
where you thought too much and we can't do this.
Yes.
There is.
There,
can you tell
on the
me?
Cutting room floor is some very gory, bloody. I mean, we have
well,
some.
A lot
we
on
have
the,
limbs.
On the
We've got
as well.
A hole in the head. We've got a lot of stuff going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Like double that up, and we had to take that out.
Has there been in our
like people that were like
sure
that make that's making me sick to my stomach
even too much.
A little bit too much.
For this film.
Yeah.
Have there been, in our crazy, nutty world, suggestions to you, let's do another one, but just cocaine with a different animal?
Of course.
Different species.
People love this genre now. It's like its own genre. But also, it's all real life. Like, the sharks are eating cocaine in the ocean because it's getting dumped, you know, in the ocean. Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, the rats are eating cocaine on the streets of New York. I mean, these are real things that they're finding out.
And so
maybe there'll be another
are you,
animal is, high, a high animal. I don't know. The bear story, you know, was so that also came from real life. And
right.
So it's really to me just will we have a real life touchstone that we can expand upon?
Okay.
In this genre.
That would be great.
That would top the bear. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you kind of stuck the landing, Liz, on that one.
It's pretty great.
I know.
It feels complete.
So you do have the head
in your
home office.
I have the head if we ever go again.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Don't rob me.
Let's not do that. The Better Sister premieres tomorrow exclusively on Prime Video. All 8 episodes available right here on Roku. And again, Archer Roos Wines, which is a luxury wine, canned wine company. You co-own it. And you're the chief creative officer.
Find it all over the place. Total Wine, Target.
Right.
All kinds of places.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Sprouts has it.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Everyone who checked that out. And Pressure Luck starts Thursday, July 10th on ABC and available the next day on Hulu right here on Roku. It is great to see you.
This has been
a long time in hoping and getting you here, and I appreciate you taking the time to.
I'm so happy I got to come down.
You got it. And everyone, The Better Sister, starring this woman along with Jessica Biel and Corey Stoll on Prime Video. All 8 episodes. Go binge it. It's binge worthy and awesome. The new original series on Prime Video starring Elizabeth Banks here on The Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back in a moment here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
I did not approve this, but, you know, that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says Breaking Bears Trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air. And my phone's on the desk and it's buzzing. And
yeah.
And I see it is, you know, it's Jeff Garland. And of course, you know, I connect with Jeff. And he's very upset. He's definitely one of the biggest Bears fans that I know, and he's always been very kind to show up on this show. I think he's very pissed off. As a matter of fact, I think he's not only so very pissed off that he cursed on our Instagram page in response.
Yep.
We have to black it out right there. Go fill in the blank yourself. I will have my revenge. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the
Rich? Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Not a thing. Let me tell you something. I want to make this clear.
Yes.
Today is a beautiful, wonderful day. I had a delightful day filming Curb Your Enthusiasm. I am in a great mood. And then our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital left, Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear. But I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God.
TJ, you traded off our gravitas, our brand of being a trusted name
and
news.
And by the way, you're saying that kind of jokingly, but the reality is your show gets respect.
Thank you. Thank you. TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garland?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm ready for it.
You know the power that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them. Oh, my God.
And Jeff Garland's apparently entering our studio space very shortly. He's going to be here in hour number three. It's been a while since we've connected with Jeff. Oh, I've just been told he just strolled into our green room. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. As LD might say. Okay. By the way, it kind of worked out that you were just April fooling. Could you imagine if Russell Wilson did go to the Bears at that point in time?
They might have three Super Bowls by now.
Great point, TJ.
I mean, you never know.
What?
They might.
Russell Wilson in 2021.
They might.
Yeah,
they might. 23.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Is this a bit? Are you doing a bit?
No, you don't know how the.
No, Brockman's doing a bit. Let him finish the bit. Yeah. No, let him finish the bit. Finish the bit.
You don't know what would have happened. Look, Russ goes.
Can't finish the bit.
All the Denver stuff doesn't happen.
Okay, right? And scene. Carlos in Great Victorville, California. What's going on, Carlos? You've been hanging on a while. What's on?
Hey, your mind. Hey, Rich, how's it going, man? I'm excited to be talking to you.
Thank you. Right back at you. What's going on?
What up, man?
So I was listening to the Overreaction podcast on Monday.
Well done.
And Brockman had told you that it wasn't that you didn't need to be a Jets fan, or it wasn't too late to change your mind about being a Jets fan.
Right.
And so you kind of acknowledged that comment. So I got to thinking, if Rich had to choose a new team, and if the boys had to pick a new team, like TJ, what team would you pick to cheer for?
Easy. A snap choice. The Los Angeles Rams.
Same.
Oh. The LA Rams.
Local. Rams house, baby. I love it.
Well, they're well run, well owned, well coached, local, bunch of guys you can root for, sitting right here in Los Angeles, California.
And they already get a lot of my money.
They already do.
Yeah, we already trust me.
What about you,
I
TJ?
Could have bought a house.
What about you, TJ? If you finally sign second. This piece of paper right
burn
here.
Burn that thing.
I mean, you've said this before, though. You know, the team waiting on a quarterback.
We've created too many of these pieces of paper for Billy in Cleveland.
We already know where I'm going.
Damn act together.
Yeah, okay, if you signed this release of fandom right there, TJ
if
Jefferson.
If I were to ever sign that piece of paper before I burned
who would you root for?
You wouldn't, as I've said many times, this will be determined by where Archibald J. Manning lands.
Oh, I thought you were going to pick the Steelers.
First of all, Giants.
Is that his middle name is Jay? Or you
no,
just
but I like to think everybody's middle name is
like
Jefferson.
Elmer J. Fudd?
Yeah, just something millionaire. Jefferson.
So I'm Michael Jefferson Del Tufo.
There you go.
Archibald J. Manning.
Richard J. Eisen.
Will also own a mansion at a yacht.
Archibald Charles Manning.
Seriously, who would you root for?
Chris, am I joking?
No, he's serious.
Yeah, but you said that about Wemby.
Yeah, but you know I mean this with Arch, though.
No,
I'm not. Here's the deal. I'm not going anywhere anyway, so.
Yeah, but Carlos is asking.
So I'm so weird.
If you would.
That I would pick the freaking Chargers instead of the Rakers.
Oh,
you know
wow.
What I mean?
Like, no, I mean, hey, listen, Jim's a guy to root for.
I thought for sure you'd take this Jim.
Well, I thought about that.
Jim wants us to work out with him.
I'd live here now, so.
When are we going to start that? Thanks for the call, Carlos.
Thanks, Los.
When are you going to start training?
With the Chargers.
I mean, I'm ready to go every day after the show down the street to work out with you.
I got to figure out when's a good time to start
this. Okay, great.
Because I don't have to run till next April.
And by the way, all you have to do
you
is
should probably start
soon.
Now.
I don't want to start peaking too soon.
I think that's going to be a problem.
You said peak too soon.
You don't want to what?
What?
Too soon.
How's that going to be? What? How's that possible?
Did I stutter? Do you want to talk slower? I don't want to peak too soon.
You don't want
to
peak
too soon. You need to think about just peaking anytime.
So you're talking like the middle of June, it's over? Like,
thank you. Somewhere and chew on bark.
What are we doing
here? So you're saying I should just focus on the peaking and not the time.
Time, yeah, exactly.
Just get to the peak.
Let's just get to a peak.
At any point
any
in time.
Any point in time over the next 10 months.
Don't worry about the timing of it.
No, no. Timing will take care of itself.
Yeah, I can't do that. I gotta worry about the timing. Jeff Garland's going to join us in studio hour 3.
I mean, I'm looking
right
out for
down
you.
The street.
I'm looking out for you.
It's close.
That was a good question. What about a baseball team? If you had to root for another baseball team.
Oh, the Dodgers.
Good job, TJ. See?
That's easy, though.
What about you, Chris? What about you?
I mean, I have no choice. I'd root for the Braves.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh.
What a cop-out. Yeah, but I'm not sitting. I'm going to root for the Red Sox.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that.
Rich, where would you go?
By the way, where would I go? I don't know. It would probably.
Dodgers do have a lot of players I like.
No, exactly.
No, Tigers maybe. Yeah. You know, state of Michigan. They're really
cool
good.
Hat.
They're good.
And they got the best record in baseball. That's interesting.
Speaking of the Braves, not very popular in the city of Philadelphia right now.
Were they ever?
Well, they're talking about there could be an old-fashioned retaliation bean brawl coming tonight.
Oh, Spencer I don't think Strider he meant to do it.
He hit Bryce Harper right in the elbow. There's open talk in Philadelphia of some old-school one in the chin.
Woo!
Today.
Yeah, you better be careful.
You think Strider meant to do it? I didn't think so.
I don't think so either, but he said he didn't.
You don't want Philly. I mean, after going
yeah, I'm up, telling you. One thing you don't
up
want.
Up and in.
You I don't know that. Nobody from
on
Philly.
His, like, first batter of the game? Fight.
No, like, on like Bryce Harper. Hit him
no,
right
no,
on the
I understand.
Elbow.
I'm
Demir
talking
knocked
about,
him out for a while.
Are they retaliating against
no
Acuna
idea.
Right off the bat?
I have no idea. Speaking of Acuna right off the bat, we didn't talk about that either.
Right. First pitch. See ya.
Back from his knee injury.
Oh, my God.
Like last week, you asked me when he was coming back.
Country-ass smile.
Oh, my God. Sarah started crying.
Was it 470 feet or something like that?
It was such a bomb.
And then he threw somebody out from the outfield, too, in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's amazing.
He's amazing. So glad that he's back.
Acuna met
his brother, too. He's hitting better than Soto.
Rich.
Another one of the Mets hitting better than Juan Soto. See, you could have saved $760 million. You could have stuck it to the Yankees. Just let him stay in New York. We wouldn't be
and
having
Goldschmidt.
What would
you be doing when he's hitting
Goldschmidt
230 on your team?
Wouldn't
would
have.
You know, what
oh,
would
it
you?
Would be, it would be. It wouldn't happen because he would have stayed right in his comfort zone, oh not like go God. All the way to Queens.
Queens
where
is
it's
far
like out
from
of body.
The Bronx,
oh,
bro.
My goodness. It's
that's
this,
like
this whole new
stops.
Tax bracket he's in because he wasn't this rich before.
Let's not discount that, though. The greatest rapper of all time once said, "Mo money equals mo problems." We don't know what's going on in this life, man. His life. He's got a bag now. He's probably got relatives coming, trying to get some money.
The
There's
bag,
a bunch of stuff. You don't
that,
know. Mortgages.
The bag,
and,
was that what was in the photograph?
Listen.
Was that the bag?
In better shape than all of us. Stop it.
He's throwing his rolly in the air.
Sweet.
Great. Man.
All it took
baseball
was a sweet. You could have had him.
That's it.
You wanted him for a sweet.
Had Bellinger.
Spurn lover. Freed. He didn't want you, Rich.
Spurn lover.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.